Hey guys, good to talk again. Derek, you've done even more to your bar. What's up with this, man?
Yeah, it's getting there, dude. It's getting there.
I feel like I'm sitting at a legit bar while I'm doing a podcast.
Good. Right now. That's how it should be.
It's fantastic. You've done some incredible work, dude. Like the bar itself.
Yep.
You got some great lighting.
Yep.
I would pay for beer at this bar.
Nice.
Fortunately, well, you just
I'm
stopped
glad
at me
because you owe me $5 for that one. So we're good.
Well, fuck you. It's already too late now. So Derek, we have a very cool show today and a very cool guest.
We do.
Who we've actually had on the show before.
We have. We've had an amazing episode with this person before.
Yes.
And you know what? Technology be the bearer of bad news on that and went away. So we brought Charlie back to do an awesome episode again with us.
I'm super excited.
But yeah, we got some good beer. We got a good fear for you guys. Okay. So Stu,
why don't we let it roll, Derek?
Hi, my name is Stu Hawk, and this is my podcast about all the weird, crazy, spooky things that scare me and my guests, and the one thing that helps us forget all about them. Ladies and gentlemen, beer freaks.
Pop the top.
We're back, guys.
Fun don't stop.
It doesn't stop.
It don't stop because it's 2021, and only the fear gets, or the fun. Actually, and the fear gets better.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do here. And we have a great guest today. So, Charlie.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome back. Even though no one knows you're back.
Yeah, no one knows.
You've been here before.
I'm a ghost guest.
You were in the old studio, which is cool. Well, I mean, same room, different layout, different bar.
Yeah, different look.
Pre-recording phases.
There was no bar here.
There was literally no bar here. It was just a couch and a table.
Yeah. Now it's an official bar. I think
you guys are kind of a
license.
Big deal. Yep. You guys are kind of a big deal. I'm happy to be back now for your evolution.
Yeah. Charlie, can you tell us a little bit about your background and who you are so that they can be people can feel a little bit more engaged about what you're afraid of?
All right. Well, man, I feel like my fear and what I do and who I am, bios are always so hard. Do you guys find that when someone's like, hey, give me a bio?
Talking about yourself is the worst.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, you like that? Derek definitely.
But if I have to write a bio, it's tough.
Yeah. You know, I like talking about myself and I like explaining what I do, but I've done so many things that it's, I feel like one of those people that is like, oh, they switch jobs every year. But I really have to try a lot of things out, and which leads to my fear. So I've been in business a long time. I've built companies from small companies, like 2-3 people, and I've built companies 40-50 people. I've worked in nonprofit work. I'm very mission driven. So I don't know. I've been figuring it out for a long time. Yeah. And not necessarily figuring it out, but I like the unknown. So I like challenging myself with things I don't know yet. So that leads me to lots of entrepreneurial ventures. And so my next biggest fear is like fear of fucking it up, fear of fucking things up.
All right.
Like,
so what things? Like, what are you?
Anything. Like, let's say I miss a shot in a basketball game. Mm. Let's say I miss a shot in a golf game. Let's say we're given a presentation and it's just a little less than perfect.
Mm. Okay.
Gotcha. So I think fear of fucking up. Okay. Are some scary things in my life.
That's a good synopsis. And I want to get more into it. Derek wants to get more into it. But of course, we got to get
fuck up
beer first.
Yeah, we got to get fucked up first.
The fucked up
before
monster.
Before we fuck up other things.
Yeah. Fucking beer first. And so why don't we crack what we're about to drink, Derek? What do you got on tap for us tonight?
All right. So today I got, it's a raspberry cherry sour. It's from Odell Brewing out of Colorado. Super good beer from what I've been told. Haven't had it yet, so I'm excited to share this with you guys. So what do you guys think? How's it smell?
It smells like feet and sour stuff.
Man,
it tastes great. tastes great. It
smells fresh.
Yeah. It
smells good. I mean, it smells like a nice spring day.
That's fantastic.
Like the sun is shining on my face.
You gotta love the spectrum, like feet and sour stuff and like
a sunny day.
Yeah.
Like I've got my shirt off and like I feel good.
Mm. Yeah.
And you know, just wandering around in a wooded glen and the world is right.
Did you take that off the label? That's exactly what it says.
Fuck yes.
No. Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
No, if that was true, if that was true, then these guys know what the fuck they're doing.
No, so here's the crazy thing about it. Okay, what do you think that alcohol percentage is on this?
Probably 10%. No, I'm kidding. But I feel like every beer recently that I have,
right? Like it's all 8%. Crazy.
Nah, I'm drunk.
Sours are always low as fuck. Yeah. I'm gonna say 4.8.
4.8.
I'm gonna say 5.2.
Okay. 6.9.
Get out of here.
6.9 on the sucker. Right. So here's what they say. With every batch of Freak, I think that's how you say it, right? Freak?
Freak.
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 Right? We want to set out to create a unique blend of frambois, raspberry sour ale, frambois. traditional Lambic Creek cherry sour ale. Each year, multiple generations of Creek.
Freak or Creek?
Creek, I don't know. Aged patiently in oak barrels, some dating back 10 years in their cellar. So fresh raspberries are then added.
Oh, so they've
added.
Gone bad then, basically.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So fresh raspberries are then added, and then the wild fermented brew just, you know, hangs out, and then you get the beer. It's great.
I definitely get the cherries.
I think for beer freaks, you guys should start a spelling bee segment.
Ooh,
and have to spell. That's on the front. It's like,
can you spell freak?
Fuck me.
I before E.
We'd be fucked with those international beers.
We'd be so screwed.
Even though this one's made in Denver, they're trying to be all international with the spelling.
Which I did not make it there when I was there this weekend. I did not make it to Odell, which I was
upset about. Fort Collins, right?
No, well, I don't know where the main brewery is, but they did have like an actual, like, I don't know if it was a tapas or whatever, like right downtown somewhere.
Yeah. Downtown Denver, tapas. Dude, is it's the fantastic. Spot.
The bomb.
Okay.
All right.
We had some Freak.
You did. Some Freck.
Some Freck. Looks like Freck.
Looks
sounds
like Freck.
Like Freak.
Freak.
Oh, yeah.
How would you spell
by Odell.
It?
Hey, Odell, well done. Because again, this is another sour that, boy.
Yeah.
I'm not a big sour fan.
No.
But you know what? I appreciate you for two things. Because it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's actually high octane.
Yeah.
It ain't, which is amazing. It's not like a 4.8 that I
thought. Yeah, I don't feel like a...
Sours have been doing that recently. Like, I'll order a sour
once
in a while, and I'm like, oh, it's 9%?
Yeah, it's insane.
Okay.
I love that, though. Here.
That's great.
I'm sorry. I'm a guy, when I go to a place, I look for the alcohol percentage.
I don't want...
Same with
I
my THC content. I'm like, give me the highest THC.
I don't want the bullshit. Like, don't waste my time. Yeah. Okay, man?
Like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
Okay, so speaking of that shit, go big or go home.
Go big
fucking
or go
do it.
Home.
Okay, well, the other half of this show, Derek, in case you've forgotten.
Yeah, I forgot already.
Well, no, it was
actually,
definitely you
to be
forgot.
Totally fair, Derek didn't forget because he's cracking the whip. He's telling us, guys, stop fucking meandering. And Stu, stop trying to knock over my fucking beer over here. Okay, so Charlie, we got to ask you, tell us about your fear.
2021 fear. Let's see. If I were to break it down, why am I afraid of people? Well, I guess it does get back to, like, I love doing a good job. So, afraid of fucking up, afraid of people being mad at me. People scare the shit out of me, you know? Mm. Like, their unpredictability.
Yeah.
And what I think that really, if we go to the root of it, is really the fear of unpredictability.
Oh.
It's not people.
Okay, I like
that. But people are a great messenger of that energy.
Ooh, you just got to the root of your own problem.
Yeah.
Derek,
you
do
just
we
self-diagnosed
have our,
yourself.
Do we have our therapy
I
degree
yeah, I
yet?
That, yeah.
No.
Like,
I've done 13 years of psychoanalysis training.
Jesus.
So, you know.
I still psychoanalysis myself every day.
You got a lot of work to do.
I do. I got a lot.
But I think that's really what it is. You know, if we take the what I've actually realized I've had to do this with. I don't necessarily want to say this statement. How can I reframe it? Opposing sides politically.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Sure.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. So finding ways to, I don't know. I guess people have even scared me even more with when it's not aligned with what you're thinking, or, and then it challenges you to go a little bit more outside your understanding box, or, you know.
So when you say that, do you mean someone who disagrees with your understanding or fundamental beliefs?
Yeah.
And are you afraid that of their reaction, or are you afraid of your own thoughts?
So I think because I think it through, I'm not necessarily afraid of either, but I notice the trigger that goes inside my body when someone, either a human, either is doing something that's unknown to me that I don't know exactly how to respond, or don't know the right answer, you know? So sure. I think it's really managing the trigger within the body that goes on inside, because if we all break it down, any fear is really the same feeling. Whether I jump off a cliff and I'm going cliff diving.
Yeah, it's the same.
Right? It's just this feeling happening that goes from your stomach to your chest.
Yeah. But when you jump off that cliff, that feels fucking great.
It feels great.
Totally. Once you get past.
But same as totally, when you get past your fear, too.
Yeah. So really, fear is just a feeling that is like weather that we flow through if we choose to do that. So really, fear is irrelevant. And it's just what I do with fear is
being uncomfortable,
right? Yeah, like, just being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I've trained myself to be very uncomfortable. I take cold showers. I do a lot of stuff.
Which cold showers feel freaking awesome. Which sounds insane.
You do it for 20 minutes in the 40 degrees? I was like, I submerge. I get really uncomfortable.
Dude, I've been slowly like finishing my shower like 5 minutes now.
Mm, that's really good.
Cold.
Really good.
And it,
you know,
feels
that cures anxiety.
Fantastic.
Cures anxiety.
Oh my God.
That sounds terrible.
It is awesome, dude.
Well, what happens is when you go into cold water submersion, it's the only safe way that you can activate your fight or flight response. So basically when you go into cold water, let's say you get thrown into cold water or cold water just splashes on you, the fear signal goes off in your body,
sure.
right? And some of us, it doesn't matter, depending on the day, we're either going to be like ready to fight in that fight or flight response, or paralyzed. Like I'm so cold. And so taking cold showers or submerging in cold water is the safest way to train yourself to get over that stimulation.
Interesting.
And so I actually did that for about a 6 month period. And I actually taught myself to public speak while in a cold shower. And so my central nervous system knows how to freak out and speak calmly at the same time.
Wait, so I got to ask you though, because I mean, I've taken a cold shower before because, you know, we're all sadistic a little bit, you know, and it is, a something that I think most people try.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm in really cold water, actually, you know, when it really happened was when I was in high school and we took a trip up from San Diego all the way to Oregon, and there was a waterfall in South Oregon, and my dad dared me and my friends to jump in it. And we jumped in this waterfall. I mean, it was a small waterfall. Mm-hmm. So we jumped off this little ledge. It was probably like 10 feet. Jumped in. I mean, the water had to have been damn near freezing.
Yep. Probably zero.
And it was holy shit. Like, but when I got out, you know, even once I was kind of like,
you're alive.
Well, it felt great. Yes, absolutely. But when you're talking, like you almost like have this like chattery, like jittery voice. Like it almost doesn't like come back.
Yeah.
So like, it's weird, you know? So like when you talk about like doing your speech in the shower, in a cold shower, does that fuck it up at all?
No, it trains you in the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like in the beginning, when I first started doing the cold showers, I'd play music and it would last, like I'd get to the cold and last maybe 15 minutes. Then I got to 20 minutes. Then I got to 5 minutes. Then I got to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And once I got through the initial shock and your brain realizes it's just a feeling.
Yeah.
Nothing bad is happening to your body.
Right.
Yeah.
There's just stimulation. And there is a compartmentalization that you can do to say, hey, my body is shaking and recalibrating, but I can control this muscle. And so for public speaking, I think that's absolutely necessary, right? To control this central nervous system and communicate anyway.
Yeah.
Because a lot of public speakers are still terrified.
Yeah.
They're learning to separate, just like a golfer, separating that muscle.
Yes.
To compartmentalize it enough to I have a flow.
So we need to know a little bit more about your fear. So it allows
unpredictability.
Me to extrapolate a little bit on. So why is unpredictability like the thing that really gets to you?
Well, what's interesting with unpredictability is I think it's also like with all of my biggest fears, I've been taught to overcome them. So like I get over them. But yeah, unpredictability would be the one that triggers me the most.
What specifically with unpredictability?
I think about unpredictability like I call them like black water sunsets. So like when you're surfing, right? Like when you're surfing. Damn. And I was in this surfing competition. I wish it was a competition. I was in a surfing scenario in Costa Rica a few years ago. And the best view that you can ever have in your life, of a sunset at least, because I'm a big sunset fan, is right as it's setting.
Yeah.
And if you are a surfer on the water, it's just color and water.
Mm.
But once the sun hits a certain point, the water turns black.
Yeah.
You know, even though you're looking at the most beautiful thing you've ever looked at. So I say...
Or you get the green flash.
Yeah. So I think unpredictability is that.
Okay.
It is sitting in the most beautiful view and being so uncomfortable and being so scared.
So it's almost like
when you know it's actually predictable. Like, is really a shark going to come up and bite your legs right now?
It's like the rug being pulled out from under you, sort of thing.
That feeling where you're like, it all feels right, but there's something that just doesn't.
Yeah.
And so I think Blackwater Sunsets.
Well, Blackwater Sunsets sounds like the best title of a book I've ever heard.
And, right? Like, and you can drink. Picture yourself sitting there with your legs dangling with black water. And you're like, even though I was here 5 minutes ago and it was clear, I'm all of a sudden scared.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it could happen.
Because it could. But it could. That is the brain. That's what fear is fear is in the future, not ever in the present.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
You are never scared in the present. When you are fully present. I don't know, I guess if a killer was coming at you, but I would be curious. If a killer was coming at you when you were fully present, would it feel like a different situation? I don't know.
That's a good point. I like that.
Wait, I mean, I think you'd be scared, but...
Totally. No, no.
Your adrenaline might be pumping so much. It's almost like one of those things where, like, after the fact...
You never know,
you'd feel like, if you survived,
you'd
be like, damn, that was the best adrenaline rush of my life.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Right.
But, like, I got mugged once, and that was kind of similar.
Jesus.
Where'd you get mugged?
I got mugged at a Tacos Mexico.
Wow, man.
On a date. Shit. On a date.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's messed up. What's your date?
Very scary. It was very scary.
So did your date help?
And what's funny with fear, actually, good epiphany.
Yeah.
Fear doesn't exist unless you're participating in it, because I didn't know that was going to happen, so I wasn't in fear of it happening.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were going to say fear doesn't exist in this dojo, and I was going to love that whole thing.
That's and it fine. Doesn't exist here, but actually, fear is really only made up.
Yeah.
It's really only a fear of the future.
Well, it's a psychological.
Because, like, in a moment when I've been the most scared, like, even if I've been attacked. You're so in the moment, you're not in fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the moment.
Yeah.
You're handling, you're in action.
Yeah.
Totally.
And fear is usually when it's stuff that we don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really letting go
mm-hmm.
of, like, fuck, I could drive through an intersection tomorrow in a green light doing the exact speed limit that I should be doing, and I could get T-boned.
Yep.
And there's nothing I could fucking do about that. There's no way I could have done it better. There's nothing I could have done right to avoid that situation. I could be walking outside and get struck by lightning, although we haven't had fucking any weather in Las Vegas since, early 2020. I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
COVID stopped it.
Can we have some rain here for fuck's sake, please?
Yeah.
But I find it very interesting, and I really love your example, because I grew up in San Diego. I surfed. I'm not good at surfing, but I surfed. And I did love being out on the board when the sun sets. And
it's the best view in the house.
It's incredible.
Those that are willing to get uncomfortable just for a couple seconds and know that the facts are not going to bite their legs off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a fact that a shark is below you.
No.
It's a feeling.
No.
And if we can, for some of us, be daring to go out into those uncomfortable moments mm-hmm. that feel like danger, yeah. but they're not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get the most beautiful view. And that's what I realized on that surf trip was like those that will wait and deal with that little gut thing that goes on.
Yeah.
Because when you're in a Blackwater sunset and you're sitting there with your legs dangling and you're like, but this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I need to sit here. You realize what you're scared of is not real.
Okay. But before we, you know, do anything rash here, I just want to know.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a very important question to me.
I like it.
Okay. At the end of Lord of the Rings, okay, Frodo Baggins
I don't even know
has to go off into this unknown island with everybody else who participated in this journey. Why the fuck did he have to leave? Why couldn't he hang out in the Shire?
So I didn't watch that. It really bothered me. Yeah. So he went there with his team. He went to the unknown, and he chose not to go.
Well,
I have to know more because I didn't watch the
film. Okay. Well, there's no way for me to explain this to you without watching 9 hours of film. Yeah. Okay. This is just something that bothers me all the time.
Be prepared, guys. 9 hours from now, we're going to be talking to you.
It had nothing to do with anything that we were talking about. It just sprung to my mind as something really that bothered me a lot.
No, I like it. Yeah. I don't know the movie, so I can't help you.
How the fuck am I sitting with two people who have never seen Lord of the Rings?
I'm a Harry Potter guy myself.
God damn it. God damn it. Both, are you a Harry Potter too?
No, I haven't.
Neither one?
Yeah, never.
Oh, well, I think we need a beer for that.
Yeah.
Let's get that.
15 minutes. Let's talk more about a few closing end affairs.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Charlie, are we... you feel like you've expressed your fear truly. Have you told us true? Have you told us with honor? Have you told us with depth?
Let me think about that. Yeah, I think people are really fucking freaky and unpredictable. And I think unpredictable things, even with the toughest humans, even with the most cold showers, we are not immune to the fear of unpredictability.
Yeah.
I think everybody has that fear in some way.
Or that's just not good enough.
Yeah, or yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay, you tell someone like, okay, like you're short, you're 5'4". It's like, I can't. What am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
Like, I think really the solution and the resolve to fears, right? Mm-hmm. Or to this fear with the tolerance of the unknown is feeling good enough to rise to that occasion.
Yeah.
And so I think it's cool to solve fears at the same time as we are aware of them. And I think my fear with being afraid of people or being afraid of disappointment or any of that, the resolve is just to think that you're good enough no matter what stage you're at. Love where you land. So in golf, that's my new mindset, is love where you land every time. Doesn't matter if I land in the sand, doesn't matter if I land in the dirt, doesn't matter if I land in the fairway, I'm loving where I land every single time. I'm choosing to love where I land.
You have to
choosing.
It's an interesting outlook.
I love that though
but look, I get your point, and what I like about it is the idea that, look, at that point, doesn't matter if you like it
doesn't
or not,
because
you're already there.
Yep.
So you can choose to be pissed. You can be pissed.
And that's what I think poor people, challenge people, people that go through challenges in their life, like they learn that early.
Yeah.
You know, privilege does have its privileges, but it also has its, you know, the non-blessings, and poorness has its blessings. I think when I've been poor and when I've been rich, I've learned very different lessons.
Yeah.
And, but they're both lessons, you know, they're very different ones. But when I was with a poor family and with my family growing up, it was like, okay, we've been rich and we've owned, you know, built mansions and did these things. Mm. And that gave a certain sense of security where the other one gave a different sense of security. Yeah. And they're all the fucking same.
Yeah.
Are you glad you got to see both sides though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's made me a more whole thinker, you know. I like to challenge myself to look at the whole picture. So even if I'm, let's say, on a given day and we just won a championship together, I like to challenge myself to be in the shoes of what if you didn't win the championship and really live off that. And really try to. I've grown up wealthy and I've grown up poor. I've lived on a couch and I've lived in a mansion. Yeah. And I don't think one is better than the other, but I think the experience of one gives you more understanding of the other, and that's the same equally.
Totally.
On both sides.
I would definitely agree that happiness is a choice. Mm-hmm. Because you don't need money to be happy. You need some. You need some.
I think you need to meet your needs.
Yeah.
And whatever your needs are.
Hey, look,
what
look,
do you need to eat? Maslow's, what do you need for shelter?
Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You got that base level covered.
Gotta meet your needs.
You're a little bit above the second level. You could be happy.
Yep.
Now, like something you said a minute ago though, I mean, you mentioned like, you know, poor people have an advantage in terms of, you know, happiness in some cases.
Sometimes, right?
I think that there are some or a lot of poor people, just as well as rich people, who still choose to be angry. And that's the problem. Like that's the, like,
it's all perspective.
It's all perspective, and it's not.
Yeah.
And
love where you land. That's you land thing. In a poor home, you land. Yeah. It's poor is a judgment.
Yeah.
Rich is a judgment.
100%.
So it's like, if you love where you land, and that's the period, there's no good land. Yeah. There's no bad land. It's like, I landed in the sand. I love that spot.
Well, dude.
Let me get up right in here.
Right on the beach.
This is a beach. Right on the beach. Yeah, exactly.
This is a whole, like, another podcast, because there's so much to be said about that. Wow. Because it's... I feel like everybody fights with that every day.
Well, look, you know,
like, well, you guys could take fears to forwardness. Well, and because fear is what pushes you to move forward.
Yeah.
If you're aware of the fear, then you approach it hard on, full on, and you're like, you know what, fear? I'm showing up.
Yeah.
Well, you know
then
what?
Then you're moving forward.
I just got to tell you, I was born hard.
Yeah. So you're born hard. Yeah.
Charlie, Derek,
cheers.
Cheers.
Hell of a conversation, guys.
Yeah. Hell of a conversation.
Thank you, guys.
I want you to come back.
I'm down.
All right. Well, we'll just have to give people the facts, you know, next time.
We need the facts.
We need the facts. Let's do it. And the fears.
Balance it out in 2021 with facts and fears. What is the difference? Actually, that would be a cool game is like, what's a fact, what's a fear?
Ooh, every time you Freddy get Kruger, wrong.
Fact or fear?
Because you guys could
That's a fact.
He's alive.
He's totally alive.
What's a fear and what's a fact?
Yes. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning back in. Charlie, thanks for coming back.
Not for the guests, but for us.
I will make sure not to lose this one. I will save it here right now when we're done.
You better save it to the cloud right now.
You better believe it's happening. be prepared. It's going to be a fun year.
Suck it, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you, guys.
That was a lot of fun. Hey, cheers, guys. And to those listening at home, we'll be seeing you.